This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me get to Garrett Bush, who joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One of the very best Garrett Bush is, and you can hear him tomorrow morning, 8 to noon right here on The Fan. Garrett, we thank you very much for moving for us. You know we appreciate it. Garrett, first off, when somebody mentions the Dolans to you, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, if you want to be in the business, right, and this is just the way business works. If you want to be in business, there's a certain level at which you have to, pay to be in the game. There's a certain level of spending or expenditures that you have to do in order to become competitive or to have a successful business in whatever it is. Not just necessarily baseball, restaurants, clothing, television, whatever the case may be. You have to spend a certain amount of money in order to be successful and competitive in that particular market. I just don't think the Dolans have the level or the stomach to pay that sort of money because they're operating it, on certain margins. They can't operate like other people. And, for them, what's financially stable for them is not necessarily what's conducive for the baseball team being competitive every single year.
That's the first thing you think of when you think of the Dolans every time. That's a lot of thoughts right there.
He just keeps thinking. You're thinking too much, Garrett. I mean, that your mind can get lost and you start to wander.
No, that's exactly what I think about. I don't think about I really don't think about whether or not they're moving the team. I don't think about any of that. The first thing I think about is they're business owners and they're not spending the level that they need to spend. That's the first thing to happen.
All right, Garrett Bush joined us on the hotline. Let's talk about the game yesterday. I mean, it's opening day. It's odd because it's always a little too early, and because it's on the road and because the weather was so bad, and because, quite frankly, for some people it was hard to find or they couldn't find the game at all, maybe it changes and maybe the real opening day is Monday. Are you excited about the start of the baseball season?
When I saw the opening day comes around, there's a level of saying, all right, you're always excited because, for me, baseball is the first sport I ever played. So there's always this thing. It's like I got a biological clock. Like, spring comes around, and I just feel like I should be throwing the baseball around. I should be, getting in the cages, being out there with the fellas or whatever. And I don't get that for any other sport except for baseball. Every spring I'm excited because I just think – it's ingrained in me. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. In terms of watching the team and coming off of, the season last year, I can't say that I'm super excited about, the Indians and the outlook on the season this year because, frankly, I don't have anything to look forward to. Like, if I'm a fan, I'm a regular guy, I'm looking at this roster and I'm just, thinking about it to myself, like, okay, who am I really excited about watching on this team? And I guess we got Shane Bieber, but, I mean, come on. I mean, he, that's a great picture. But, hitters, position players, outfielders, shortstops, center fielders, those guys bring in fans. So I can't really say that I'm head over heels about the thoughts of the season this year.
This is where we kind of go in a circle, though, Garrett. Not your fault or anything like that, because let me just bring Lyman. I mean, this is just a point in a discussion here. 20 years ago, I think we knew regular players who played for other teams. When it comes to the Browns, like if the Browns had an 8-8 football team, like they should be better than 8-8. But say we were looking at 8-8, getting ready. Like you would look at that and you would know who those players are. You would know who the players who play on the defense and offense are. You would know those guys. If it's just a regular 500 baseball team, and you just said, with the exception of Jose Ramirez, probably not a lot of people know who a lot of these guys are. I still think that's a baseball problem. I think that's a Major League Baseball problem in America.
Oh, listen, I totally agree with that. Like, you know, I go back to, you think about it, you know, in my heyday, when baseball was my favorite sport, I mean, you could name people off other people's rosters. You know, you can, you know, Frank Thomas and, you know, Griffey and Jay Buhner and Tino Martinez and, you know, Cecil Fielder. Over and over and over, you can name multiple guys on teams, you know. And now it's to a point where I'm in the same city as some of these people with the Indians. And I couldn't tell you who, you know, who these guys are, you know, or some of the guys they're bringing to camp. So I think that is a baseball thing. But I also think that it is an Indians thing because, to be honest, you have – one of the top five players in the game, and we all knew it. We knew that, which is not disputable. And he just got like $340 some odd million to play in New York. So, yes, we don't know who's here, but it's really glaring that the person who you knew was a top five player is no longer here.
Garrett, it's been a heated debate over the last few days on player salaries in sports, and you start to reflect on that once you see what guys like Francisco Lindor are able to get on the open market. Do you think baseball players are vastly overpaid, or do you think their counterparts in football are just vastly underpaid?
I'm under the guise that football players are just really underpaid. I look at this story a couple days ago. There was this story about Tyreek Hill, and he says, you know, he came out and said, I'm not restructuring my deal. And people were kind of like up in arms, like, what do you mean you're not going to structure your deal to give the Chiefs an opportunity to restructure and bring other free agents in? And he says, no, I'm not doing it. I think when you look at baseball and when you look at football, football has got it to a science, to a point where it's a well-oiled machine in keeping player salary low. There's only a couple people on the field that are going to be guaranteed to get, you know, that level of money, and one of them is a quarterback. And even if you know, you got the quarterbacks making that type of money, you still don't have them making the type of money that they used to make back in the day when they were getting, you know, $100 million guaranteed on their rookie deals. So they've been able to masterfully keep player salary low, be able to keep interchangeable pieces around, and to be able to, you know, with their contracts, they're able to cut people and not really honor contracts to a point where they're not really even guaranteed like that past 2 years. So I think baseball players, they're getting market value. If somebody's willing to pay for it, you know, they can get it. In football, I think they are really good at making sure that they're not going to make people and owners spend, overspend in terms of what they have to do with the rules and regulations and finances.
All right, Garrett, I want to switch gears. Justin Fields, who started Ohio State, one of the best quarterbacks in program history, some have said the best quarterback in program history, might not go two, he might not go three, maybe four, maybe five. And I'm talking quarterbacks. That might be the fourth or fifth quarterback he might be taken in the NFL draft. Does that shock you? And what do you think of these words from Dan Orlovsky over the week, which he's tried to clarify, that he's hearing their rumblings about work ethic issues?
Oh, my goodness. this gets me. So first of all, we always know this is going to happen. There's going to be some quarterbacks that fall and rise, and that's just part of the game. Somebody's going to fall in love with one quarterback, and, you know, they may jump. A few people who weren't on anyone's radar are going to jump up and get picked. Case in point, Mac Jones from Alabama. He wasn't on anybody's radar. He wasn't on anybody's radar in terms of him being better than Justin Fields. It was always Justin Fields as a 1A to Trevor Lawrence. Then you get Zach Wilson in, and then you're like, okay, well, we like Zach Wilson too. Oh, what about Trey Lance? You know, what about these guys? So there's always some guys going to be, you know, coming up to do that. But here's my issue. I don't know in the context of what Orlovsky said, but here's the thing. I just don't like it when, you know, people have a situation where they might not like a player or they might like a player a little better than another one. And to justify that, they just have to go to the, oh, well, you know, he might just, you know, there's some work ethic issues. And it's like, that's not even verifiable. That's not even remotely, you know, something that that we've heard anywhere. Ryan Day hasn't said that anywhere. By all intents and purposes, this guy has been, you know, probably the, you know, number two quarterback on the board for such a long period of time. And all of a sudden, these trends and these accusations of being a guy who doesn't work that hard. It's almost like he's being a victim of the Dwayne Haskins situation. Like, oh, well, you know, well, like, let's just, you know, Dwayne didn't work really hard. So let's just say he's a quarterback from Ohio State and he just fits the description. So he doesn't work hard either. It's just ridiculous. Crazy.
Garrett Bush joining us on the show. Yeah, I got pretty defensive over it earlier this week. And I know that, you know, Dan Orlovsky said, well, these aren't my comments. And he gave other comments. I still think, yeah, but you share them. And I think that there's a problem here where there are people who are looking for reasons, and that's fine, this is the draft, looking for reasons to why they're not high on Justin Fields. And I think that that's the last resort. I mean, when you call somebody lazy, that's a real personal thing. People get highly offended over that type of thing. And I think that it seems to be one of the last things that an opinionist may do, Garrett, where, well, I think he does this with his feet. Well, actually, his feet are really good. Well, I think that he has a really good offensive line. Okay, I don't know why you would use that against him, even though he doesn't have as good offensive line as some others. Well, I think, and if I knock that down, well, I heard that he's lazy and he doesn't have good work ethic and he's not a good teammate. That's over the line to me.
It's crazy because for me, we just have to be clear about it. We just have to be very clear. Every single year, and analysts have to be conscious of what they are saying because you have to look at the context in the history of what it is to be an African-American quarterback in the NFL. You know, by no way, shape, or form am I putting any stigma on Dan Orlovsky. However, you know, there can't be every time that there's an African-American quarterback, it's either he can't read defenses or he doesn't have the tools to be a leader or he's lazy. You can't. And you have to be able to steer yourself clear of that. And you should not be able to fall into the same pitfalls because you have to look at the history of the sport and the history of the position and understand that that is going to be a hot button take in terms of what that means to a large group or segment of your population. You're like, wow, like Justin Fields, by all intents and purposes, has been nothing but a model citizen. So, you know, you could say 49ers just like Mac Jones better, period, point blank, and leave it at that. Rather than going to the low-hanging fruit, which can kind of justify, you know, as a last-ditch effort, why they don't want him.
Garrett, we thank you for the hot times. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., be listening to The Barbershop. Garrett, thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.